months, reminding us he did the same back in the autumn.
We've cut it by one third in 6 months without increasing borrowing and without cutting spending on public services. That means the average earner in the UK now has the lowest effective personal tax rate since 1975.
Jeremy Hunt's also targeting so-called non-DOMs, people who live in the UK but don't pay tax on foreign income, while also raising the threshold for child benefit to £60,000. But Labour leader Sir Keir Starmer claims the Chancellor's left people with the highest tax burden for 70 years.
There we have it, the last desperate act of a party that has failed. Britain in recession. The national credit card maxed out.
In other news, Nikki Haley's pulled out of the race to become US president, clearing the way for another Trump-Biden election this autumn. The former UN ambassador had been a long way behind Donald Trump in the battle for the Republican nomination, but she stopped short of endorsing his bid for the White House.
It is now up to Donald Trump to earn the votes of those in our party and beyond it who did not support him. And I hope he does that. At its best, politics is about bringing people into your cause, not turning them away.
A woman's appeared in court charged with murdering her 10-year-old daughter. Jaz Kirat Kaur had been remanded in custody, accused of killing Sheikh Kang, who was found by police at a house in Rowley Regis in the West Midlands on Monday. The government suffered another defeat in the House of Lords over its Rwanda plan. Peers approved an amendment aiming to allow courts, instead of ministers, to decide if the African country was a safe place to deport asylum seekers. The result follows five other votes on Monday, which went against the government. That's the latest. I'm Tim Jones.
Thanks, Tim.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Right, so Thursday is going to be patchy mist and fog. We'll lift in the early morning, allowing for sunny spells. In the afternoon, a few scattered light showers will develop in places, but it will have highs of 10 tomorrow.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
So, welcome back to Drive. Yes, still got our guest in the studio, the amazing Fatima Whitbread, MBE. Listen, I was going to say Fatima's UK campaign. Every time I say your name now, that's going to be the tagline, right?
You have to, because it's for our young children, isn't it? Young children, young people. I mean, it's so important we put them first, the centre and forefront of everything we do, because they're our future. And I think it's all about building happier lives, better communities and a nicer kind of society. And I think that we can only do that, really, by working in collaboration and partnerships. And I think we need to get back to the community spirit within, you know, our own communities, each working within our own communities, that is, you know, to help one another. You know, families today are quite dysfunctional from back in the old days because they're spread so far and wide. Yeah. And for a lot of people, you know, they are isolated. And I think it's in a very, you know, very great need to feel that family is within the community.
100%.
You know? And then there are a lot of people doing a lot of good work. It's the same in the care system sector for me. I mean, there are a huge amount of people that work on the paid and unpaid workforce that are doing marvellous work. They're scattered all over the place. And the idea for rejuvenating the care system is to bring that and gel that together and harness that in the power of one voice, you know, so we can actually make it a lot stronger, cement that working partnership for everybody and better outcomes, better service for our young people. You know, it's about time, you know, change needs to happen. And, you know, without me being able to use my lived experience and my Olympic platform, there certainly is banging on doors. Getting people to listen and morally and ethically bringing them to the table and making sure that they do what they one, expected to do, mm-hmm. and two, you know, ask yourself, is there more that I can do as well?
Yeah, you're right. I think it does. We can always sort of like point the finger at other people or certain governments and everything like that, which we've got the right to do. Everybody's got a voice. But ultimately, look at yourself, see what you can do. Actually, speaking of that, because people can even just make donations as well. So, and you can go to like Fatima's campaign.com. And I didn't realise, because you've got comfort cases that are £35, right? Things yes. I wouldn't think of, like where kids have to keep their possessions just in a normal bag.
Absolutely. We want to get rid of the days where they are. Carry a plastic bag with their life's belongings into when they move one to one home to another, or when they arrive in the care system sector frightened and scared about what their future holds. You know, often the cases, they come in with these black plastic bags, and we want to do away with that. So comfort cases are all about having their own holdall, which in there is your set of pyjamas, a nice book, toothpaste and brush, you know, things that, you know, give that child sense of, you know, understanding that they've been seen, heard and they're valued.
That's something that theirs as well, because there's blankets that you have as well, that's something that's theirs, their own case.
That's right.
Oh, it's so moving when you hear about
those with the care leavers too, when people leave the care system sector, that they have that same, you know, comfort bag too, you know, for the care leavers age group. But it just shows that people, there's somebody cares about them.
Yeah.
You know, and it goes far beyond that, as we all know. So the idea really is, please give as generously as you can. Fatimascampaign.com. You'll see my website. It's well defined. You'll see how many people are supporting it by way of a wall of fame as well. They're not there just by name. They're there. They all do something, whether it be charity dinners, charity races, charity football matches, you know, and even just NGBs, National Governing Bodies, sporting programs. That Graham Gooch and I work with Essex Cricket. We're doing really well with the Essex County Council Children's Care System, which I introduced Graham to, and Graham kindly then brought along the Essex Cricket Board.
Right.
And that goes, from the whole of East London to East Anglia and beyond. It's a massive area for us and our children.
There's so much that you can do. So basically, go to fatimascampaign.com. Can I ask you a question before we just go, though, Fatima? If you could go back and see your 10-year-old self, what would you say? Yeah.
Well, if I was to, I mean, I often do. I look in the mirror and I always high-five myself every morning. No, I may well have left the care system sector, but the care system sector hasn't left me. All our primary care years, I mean, obviously still stay with us. And there is no hierarchy where... pain is concerned and having issues and traumas. It doesn't matter if you come from the care system sector. We can all experience just by being a human being. But the fact is, we all have the responsibility when we reach a certain age to do the healing work. And that's really important. And to teach our young people about how to deal with traumas and triggers, you know, that give them the tools to be able to do that. So for me, it's no different. You know, I mean, when someone says to me, Well, yes, I am one of the lucky ones because I found the love of the Whitbreads. But at the same time, my trauma, my primary care years still traumatise me at times. And, you know, I have to work constantly like everybody else. But it was, as I said, through sport that I met my mother, Margaret. And as you know, the lady who was threatening to throw me off the netball court, who I met then as a javelin coach, told me I had a lot of talent. She said, you know, you should think about asking Mum and Dad to come up and talk and let's sort you out. But when she realised that I hadn't a Mum and Dad, she kindly invited me to the family to have dinner. And I met her family. And then, of course, within the 2 weeks in the summer, she asked, would I like to stay? And my brothers, who were at the time 4 and 2, Greg and Kirk, Greg said when I was going back to children, so, Mum, do we have to take Fatima back to the shop?
Oh, wow.
You know, but then my mum said to me on the way back to children's home, how would you like to come and live with us?
Oh.
And that was just an amazing, and that's what I want for all children, because all children deserve a safe and happy childhood.
Just to be loved, right?
Mm. So if you're thinking, again, like I said, of fostering, don't think for too long. Get online, do something about it. And thank you very much for listening to me. Support Fatima's UK campaign. Go on fatimascampaign.com and give as generously as you can to make a difference to these young children's lives. And thank you, Joe, for having me today.
No, listen, Fatima, your passion and drive to support these kids is totally overwhelming. I'm glad you were talking, so it stopped me from getting too emotional. But, like, you give the young kids a better start in life, a start that all children, as we were saying, deserve, right? Mm-hmm. It should be the basic right of all kids, right? But, Fatima, it's been an absolute total pleasure as well having you on the show. Yeah. Thank you again for sharing your story. And highlighting this amazing campaign. And what's the website again?
FatimasCampaign.com. Go on there and give as much as you can generously to help make a difference to these young children's lives.
Brilliant. Thanks so much, Fatima. Thank you.
As the promise me that I was more than all the miles combined, you must have had yourself a change of heart like halfway through the drive, because your voice trailed off exactly as you passed my exit sign. Kept on driving straight and left our future to the right. Now I am stuck between my anger and the blame that I can't face. And memories or something, even smoking weed is not replaced. And I am terrified of weather, cause I see you when it rains. Doc told me to travel, but there's COVID on the planes. And I love Vermont, but it's the season of the sticks. And I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed. And it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas, and I'll dream each night of some version of you that I might not have, but I did not lose. Now your tire tracks in one pair of shoes, and I'm split in half, but that'll have to do. So I thought that if I piled something good and all my bad, that I could cancel out the darkness I inherited from Dad. No, I am no longer funny, cause I missed the way you laughed. You once called me forever, now you still can't call me back. And I love Vermont, but it's the season of the sticks. And I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed. And it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas, and I'll dream each night of some version of you that I might not have, but I did not lose. Now your tire tracks in one pair of shoes, and I'm split in half, but that'll have to do. Of the sticks, and I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed. And it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas, and I'll dream each night of some version of you that I might not have, but I did not lose. Now your tire tracks in one pair of shoes, and I'm
was Noah Kahan, Stick Season, one of our favourite songs, I think, here on Phoenix FM. And if you just tuned in, you think, oh, goodness me, I've just missed Fatima Whitbread, MBE. Don't worry, it will be on the website, phoenixfm.com, by tomorrow afternoon, with all the relevant links as well to Fatima's UKcampaign.com. Now, here's Luke Combs with You Found Yours.
Mammy was a pit mix, she was just skin and bones. Daddy found in a deep ditch on his way home. He said she hopped right up when he opened his door. When you feel that kind of feeling, son, you found yours. The age of 17, worked all summer long, washing cars and pulling weeds from your neighbor's lawn. Well, it wasn't no king ranch, but she was paid for. And you find that kind of freedom, buddy, you find yours. Whoa, 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 you found yours.
daddy's front porch. That feeling that you're feeling, buddy, you found yours. Whoa, whoa, you found yours. That living, breathing reason you've been looking for. Whoa, whoa, don't need nothing more. When you feel that kind of feeling, yeah, you found yours. Come on. A fresh coat of blue paint on a bedroom wall turns to two little feet running up and down the hall. And now it's plain as day what you're down here for. If you were looking for a reason, buddy, you found yours. Whoa, whoa, you found yours. Now living, breathing reason you've been looking for.
Team at St. Francis Hospice are challenging you to get outdoors and make a difference by taking on the Walk 100 Challenge. Simply walk 100K in March, in your own time and at your own pace, all in aid of your local hospice. Visit the St. Francis Hospice Facebook page. You can find all the details you need and sign up for the Walk 100 Challenge.
EV Charging Systems, your local independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
At Hutton View, we are proud to be an award-winning care home which delivers high-quality residential and dementia care. Alongside this, residents can also benefit from a wide range of inclusive services. Enjoy time in the cinema, farmhouse kitchen or landscaped gardens. For more information, search Hutton View Care Home and see for yourself why Hutton View is a care home with a difference. Hutton View, a hallmark care home.
In a world that's always racing forward, sometimes we need to slow down and reconnect.
Connect genuinely, broaden your perspective, and share your passion.
That's why we bring you Bonafide Dialogues with Christina Cuppers. Visit YouTube and search for Bonafide Dialogues with Christina Cuppers or head over to our website at bonafidedialogues.com. Bonafide Dialogues, where authenticity, creativity and passion merge.
Right, coming up next, we've got Beverly Knight with Pace of My Heart, a voice that I absolutely adore. Yeah, I was really lucky, actually. Oh, goodness me. Yeah, it was last year where I saw Jennifer Saunders, it was, as well. I couldn't think who it was then for a minute, in Sister Act. It was absolutely brilliant. And her voice, goodness me, I was right up at the back, probably on the last row, to be fair. But her voice, oh, my goodness me, it literally blew my hair away. It did. Right, now, as I say, we've got Beverly Knight coming up with Peace of My Heart here on Phoenix FM. But first, let's have a listen to Guess the Intro. And if you are listening in for the very first time, welcome aboard the Drive Show here on Phoenix. But what I will do, I will always play out Guess the Intro right at the end of the show, so you know what it is.
Guess the Intro.
Peace of My Heart. That song has been sung by iconic women throughout. Of course, Janis Joplin as well before Beverly Knight. Now, ABBA song, Take a Chance on Me. Now, if you, like me, do like a bit of Mamma Mia, then you'll know, if you love the movie as well, this song was sung by Julie Walters.
If you change your mind, take a chance on the first in line, on the unseen free, take a chance on me. If you need me, let me know, gonna be around. If you got no place to go when you're feeling down, if you're all alone.
right. We're coming up with a travel in a minute. I'll see what's going on locally on the roads for you and a little bit further away as well. But first, a track from last year from the Kaiser Chief. This is Jealousy.
FM Travel News.
Well, it's queuing traffic on the A12 eastbound before the 406 North Circular Road. That's the Redbridge roundabout. Looking about a 25-minute travel time there. Usual traffic as well coming out on the other roads coming from London back into Essex. Now looking over to Dartford, well, coming back into Kent. No, from Kent into Essex even. You're only looking at about a 10-minute travel time, so not bad at all there. Now on the A127 eastbound, slow traffic between Rayleigh Weir and the Progress Road. A127 London bound, slow traffic between Kent Towns Corner and Progress Road. Hadley, slow traffic on London Road eastbound. That's the A13 between Rainy Road and Eastwood Road. Billericay, yep, still slow moving traffic on the High Street between Sun Street and Western Road. And in Brentwood, yes, always Ongar Road is looking a bit chock-on. The A128, Shenfield Road and Ingrave Road towards the High Street at Wilson's Corner. Now, Chelmsford, slow traffic on Parkway East between the High Bridge and the Army and Navy roundabout. Over in Colchester, yeah, slow traffic on Northern Approach, southbound between Via Irvish Romney and Burgholt Road. Now, on to the rail is all okay again for us today. Let's head over and see what's going on the tubes. Now, minor delays on the district line between Turnham Green and Richmond because of points failures, and only underground station closed on the Northern line at Kentish Town, and there is a good service throughout the rest of the network. That's it from the travel updates from me today. Now, I've not even told you what the Shake It Off session track is. Now, if you're listening for the first time, it's We Dance Like There's No One Watching. As soon as we hear this, the very next track is Sophie Ellis-Bextor. No, not that one. Crying at the Dance Floor. So we've got now up until I pass you over to George to hear that.
Oh, there's a song that God only knows, and it's keeping me dancing.
Someday I'll be on my knees and I pray my heart don't miss a beat.
But here I am and I feel that rhythm. It's the lifeline that I've been given. All these colors in my head, and I ask myself, is it over?
Oh, there's a song that goes.
myself, is it over yet? Is it over yet? Is it over yet? Is it over yet?
From Dua Lipa, coming in. This is Training Session. Or Season. So new, I forgot the title. do love a bit of Dua Lipa, and that is Training Season, not Session, as I said earlier. Right, now, we've actually got a request coming from Julie, who's taking the rest of the week off. Oh, lucky you. Hope it's going to be a sunny one for you. You want Girls Just Want to Have Fun, Cyndi Lauper. Here it is, just for you, Julie. Got a request, there's still time to fit one in. radio@phoenixfm.com. Go on, you know you wanna. Fine Young Cannibals. Do you know, they had number one hits in the US, but never quite made it to number one here in the UK. And, of course, that one was from 1989. Now, coming up after the ads, talking in the US, we'll have Miley Cyrus.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555, or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytalford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out, with two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. Book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Hi, it's Darren Mutu. Join me on Phoenix FM for Reggae Revival, the only place where you'll hear old-school roots rock, reggae, dub plates, lovers rock. Make sure you don't miss it. Every Wednesday, 10 until midnight, only on Phoenix 98 FM.
It's Reggae Revival with Darren Mutu on Phoenix FM.
Now, Miley Cyrus is coming up, as promised, but I thought I would just have a look, see what's going on tonight. Well, 7 p.m, we've got the Orient Hour. Andy Gilson and the Orient Hour team this week. Special guest is actually Leighton Orient Club captain Darren Prattley. So that is going to be one to listen to if you are a footy fan. That's from 7 p.m. tonight. 8 p.m, Curve Paul's hardcore electronica, hip-hop, a bit of everything, basically, all driven by Nick Field. And Nick's going to be chatting to rapper Jay Keys tonight. And at 10 o'clock, just as we heard from the wonderful Darren Mutu, 2 hours of old school reggae. And taking over from me is 6 o'clock is the George Hanlon Hour with his 6 at 6. So always looking forward to that one as well. But now, as promised...
With a dream, my cardigan. Welcome to the land of fame, excess. Am I gonna fit in? Jumped in the cab, here I am for the first time. Look to my right and I see the Hollywood sign. This is all so crazy. Everybody seems so famous. My tummy's turning and I'm feeling kinda homesick. Too much pressure and I'm nervous. That's when the taxi man turned on the radio. And a Jay-Z song was on. And a Jay-Z song was on. And the Jay-Z song was on. So I put my hands up to play my song. The butterflies fly away. Nodding my head like yeah. Moving my hips like yeah. Got my hands up to play my song. You know I'm gonna be okay. Yeah. It's a party in the USA. Yeah. It's a party in the USA. Get to the club in my taxi cab. Everybody's looking at me now. Like, who's that chick that's rocking kicks? She gotta be from out of town. So hard with my girls not around me. It's definitely not a Nashville party. Cause all I see is the lit up. I guess I never got the memo. My tummy's turning and I'm feeling kinda homesick. Too much pressure and I'm nervous. It's
listening to Joe Bailey on Phoenix FM.
That's a lovely word, isn't it? Yeah, our Shake It Off session for today was Sophie Ellis-Bextor. Now, I am going to be leaving you with our guess the intro for today, which was, or is, I should say, yeah, Four Non-Blondes with What's Up. Now, just the end of the Wednesday's Drive Show. Thanks, as always, for keeping me company. A huge thank you to my guest today, Fatima Whitbread MBE, or as I'll always now address her, fatimasukcampaign.com. I'll see you back here tomorrow. Bye.
25 years and my life is still trying to get up that great big hill of hope for a destination. I realized quickly when I knew I should that the world was made up of this brotherhood of man, or whatever that means.